Delaware officials will be testifying under oath in an upcoming Senate hearing on lead pollution in schools and the state's beleaguered program to test water for the harmful substance. We hear about this from WHYY's Chris Barish.
The state is doing a second round of testing in K-12 schools after one completed last year was marred by mistakes and it took months to notify the public of results. Nearly 150 spigots at 49 schools have been shut off or marked not for consumption. And lead, which can cause developmental delays and other health problems, was detected in hundreds more faucets and at most schools. Senator Sarah McBride wants to know how the state plans to address the deficiencies as well as document the flaws with previous testing.
We will certainly revisit the events of the last few years so that we can better learn the lessons about how to move forward. But it is my hope that we are also talking about tangible solutions, tangible improvements to these processes moving forward, but also other steps that we across government can take to better protect young people.
McBride held a Zoom town hall on the issue in November, but Sarah Buchich of Lead Free Delaware says officials danced around the issues of accountability and potential peril to kids.
We wanted a hearing because we wanted people to actually be on the record and be accountable for what they were saying.
State Education Secretary Mark Holodick has apologized for the debacle. He says widespread filtration systems are a possible remedy.
This is something that we can work on in the next few years and really make a significant difference.
The current testing is expected to be finished by March, and officials say the results will be quickly released online. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.